decision based on defending our residents' homes and our estates. So, Madam Mayor, whilst a budget is about numbers, which must be ruthlessly scrutinised and accounted for, our budget is also one of hope, opportunity, aspiration and building a stronger community for all of those who are lucky enough, and I include myself, to call our borough their home. Thank you.
Thank you. I now call on Councillor Mac Schmidt to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Leader rightfully thanked the senior leadership team for the work that they've done on this budget, and I'd like to echo that. But I'd also like to add thanks for all the finance officers that support them have done an amazing job this year and in previous years. That's not only Hitesh, Emily and Andy and Chris and all the team in corporate finance, but also those who support departments, Tony, Prakash and the many others who help us do what we've done with the budget here and in the past 4 years, and I'd like to thank them wholeheartedly for their support. What they've helped us do, not only in this year, but over the last 5 years, is make £80 million of savings. That's £20 million we've taken out of bad contracts that we inherited, and we're still working through some of them. That's £8 million of savings from senior management, and more than £12 million of savings in business intelligence and commercial. We've also been able to put £35 million over the past 5 years into our services. 10 million extra for children's over the past 5 years, 11 million extra for the elderly and disabled. And we've done that in a climate of ongoing austerity that continues to this day. Now, strangely enough, the Leader of the Opposition said that we should cut council tax by 2%, even though they moved a motion, an amendment to a motion last month, saying that there's a big local government finance problem, there's not enough money, and that the solution to it is to give greater devolution of tax raising to the local level. Now, forgive us if we're struggling with your mixed messages. There's a crisis in local government finance, and the solution is the devolution of tax raising and spending at a local level, yet we should cut council tax. Now, there's county councils going bankrupt and on the verge of bankruptcy. They've faced a 22% cut since austerity began. We've faced a 42% cut from government. We've been almost twice as hard hit as the county councils run by your lot that are going bankrupt. If we had the same cut as county councils, we would be £33 million better off. That's more than we spend, that's much more than we spend, £22 million a year on SEN children in our schools through the DSG. That's almost twice what we spend on home care alone. £33 million better off we'd be if we had the same cuts that the county councils that are going bankrupt suffered. So despite having twice as much cuts than them, we've not cut any services, and for our first 4 years, we cut and then froze council tax. Well, it went up in Westminster, went up in Wandsworth, went up in Kensington and Chelsea. So we are rightfully proud of our record and remain so, even as we move now into a safety-first Brexit budget. Now I'd like to turn to some of the interesting comments made in the sort of wide-ranging speech by the Leader of the Opposition. The interest rate swap scandal. It began in the year 1983 in December. That's when this council started entering derivatives with inadequate controls in place. 1983, the year I was born, and a year that you lot were in control of this council. So don't accuse me of going around canvassing at that time, because I was not alive, and also we were not in administration, so that's ridiculous. This next comment was about the inflation rate that we used. The Treasury uses August. All councils in the country use August. Now, I was reminded, this is sort of the gift that keeps on giving, in one of our first PAC meetings back in 2014, we were setting our first budget, the then-councillor Phibbs made the same sort of silly attack, saying, oh, why have you used August? Because in that year, some years it's better, some years it's worse, but that year it was higher. And there was a resident who'd arrived at it was Councillor Culhane's PAC, he'd arrived to hear about the Heathrow Commission's findings. And he heard this sort of astounded that this man would think that you would set budgets sort of in a few days with the latest interest inflation rate. And he stood up and said, have you ever set a budget? And Phibbs looked a bit embarrassed and sat down. I'm proud to say that that resident is now one of the most active Labour members in ASCII ward. Because he was so abhorred with the financial manager opposite. And I'm not going to have enough time to touch Triborough, so I hope others. I guess the only comment is History only proves one thing, is that people don't learn from history. So I'll just close with the accusation that I had innuendo against jurors. It's fact. You sold off more than 300 street properties. There's more than 300 families now who are on the waiting list who would otherwise be in council housing. That is fact. It's not innuendo. It's incompetence. You sold them off. You sold them off. And then months later, most of them were sold again by the developers who bought them at sometimes double the price. That is a disgrace that you should be ashamed of. And now you want us to come back into the Triborough, something that I hope we can speak about more later, but which would be a disastrous decision. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. As we have no further speakers, I call on Councillor Stephen Cowan to sum up, please.
It's very need. I do find it quite interesting to look at the faces on everybody else on the Conservative benches when the Leader of the Opposition's talking. There's a mix of confusion, embarrassment, and I would say physical pain. So I don't know what you want to do about that. Surely there is... This is the second time in a meeting in a row. Surely there's just someone different. You can get to say something that sounds... where all the words put together make sense. That's what I think you need to do. I would just say, you know, I think we have set out a budget here. I don't think we need to go through it again. I do remember Councillor McMillan met with the Leader of the Opposition recently, and who had said to her that he suspected that people on these benches didn't like or respect him. Well, I can end the suspicion now. They don't, and it's not personal. It's just if you keep making personal attacks, you know, in the election, this man was tweeting that I would win by any means, lawful or unlawful. Now, apart from it being defamation, and I decided not to sue him, it's stupid. Why do you say stuff like that? It's not nice. So I would just say, let's have a conversation about the budget and about what really matters, about the people of this borough. About the children growing up, some of the children we saw last night at the Youth Awards. About the people queuing in the food banks. About the people going about their business but nervous what's going to happen to the country. About all our citizens, rich or poor, young or old, born here or born overseas, everybody. Because that's what this budget is. It's a budget for everybody. A Labour budget. A budget that says to people, we care and we will be compassionate and we will manage your money efficiently. Not because we were given grants from Eric Pickles to cut council tax, or froze council tax, okay, as the last Conservative administration had. Or not because they had a Labour government throwing money at local government. Okay, but because we are making the tough choices to modernise this council, and we're doing it because we love this borough, and we think the love of your fellow woman or man in the way you govern, and compassion, these are good things. And they're in that budget, and I'm very proud of everybody who helped us put that together. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I now move to the vote. As this is a vote on the budget, is it required that a roll call vote be taken?
Will councillors please indicate how they wish to vote on the recommendation item number 6.1? Item titled Budget. Councillor Ahern.
Four.
Councillor Brown, D.
Four.
Councillor Caleb-Landy.
Four.
Councillor Connell.
Four.
Councillor Cooper.
Four.
Councillor Cowan.
Four.
Councillor Culhane.
Four.
Councillor Diath.
Four.
Councillor Fenimore.
Four.
Councillor Harcourt.
Four.
Councillor Harvey.
Four.
Councillor Homan.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Kwan. Councillor Layton, Councillor McMillan, Councillor Morton, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Perez, Councillor Keown, Councillor Quigley, Councillor Rhee.
Four.
Councillor Richardson.
Four.
Councillor Sanderson.
Four.
Councillor Schmidt.
Four.
Councillor Siddiqui.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Oberoi.
Four.
Councillor Ume.
Four.
Councillor Vaughan.
Four.
Councillor Vincent.
Four.
Councillor Alford.
Yes.
Councillor Brocklebank Fowler.
Yes.
Councillor A. Brown.
Again.
Councillor Donovan.
Yes.
Councillor Johnson.
Yes.
Councillor Carmel. Councillor Lloyd Harris. Councillor Loveday. Councillor Stainton. Councillor Stanton. Councillor Thorley.
I hereby announce the outcome of voting, 4, 31, against 11. The report is agreed. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 6.2, 4-year capital programme 2019-23 and capital strategy 2019-20. I call upon the leader to formally move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Is the report and recommendations agreed? Are there any speakers on this report? I now move to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? And those not voting. Thank you. I declare the report and recommendations carried. So hereby announce the outcome, 4-30, against nothing, not voting, 11. Thank you. Item 6.3, Treasury Management Strategy Statement 2019-20. I call upon the Cabinet Member for Finance, Councillor Max Schmidt, to formally move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Is the report and recommendations agreed?
No.
Are there any speakers on this report?
No.
I now move to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? Those not voting? I hereby announce the outcome of voting, 4-30, not voting, 11. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 6.4, Pay Policy of the London Borough of Hammersmith and Fulham, 2019-20. I call upon the Cabinet Member of Public Services Reform, Councillor Adam Connell, to formally move the report and recommendations. Thank you. Is the report and recommendations agreed? Thank you. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Member 6.5, Members' Allowance Scheme. I call upon the leader, Councillor Stephen Cowan, to formally move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Is the report and recommendations agreed?
No.
Are there any speakers?
No.
I now move to Councillor Culhane.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I'd like to echo all the kind words said by members on this side about the work the officers have put in to this budget, which is greatly appreciated. And I'd like to also thank the Leader of the Opposition for talking about every council budget in my lifetime, apart from this one. I think it's worth... I think it's worth, I mean, for the, I don't know, Madam Mayor, if you remember, the last couple of years I may have made a comment or two about surgeries and council allowances and stuff, and I will come on to that. But in light of the budget speech by the Leader of the Opposition, I just want to illustrate, actually, not many people know this, but the Leader of the Opposition is paid £25,000 a year, £8,940 for being a standard councillor, like us all, and £16,086.60. And that's what we get for it. Within, I must admit, I'm not the best concentrator at the best of times, but I think within that speech, whilst I lost track a few times as it spoke about the mayor's budget and something in the 80s, I think, I did hear something about lamppost charging, and actually we have had them in place for 2 years, which you may have known if you sat on a policy and accountability committee. So don't only the residents of the borough pay 25 grand to hear that speech. You can't even be bothered to turn up and scrutinise the council for any of the decisions or put forward any ideas. I could have popped down to Greyhound Road earlier and picked up your 6-point or 10-point plan or whatever it was from the election, and it would have had more substance than that speech. But anyway, let's move on. Councillor surgeries. It's only fair, new administration, to go back over some of the numbers, Madam Mayor, and as I say every year, I'm happy to be stand corrected, but people in the chamber and outside will be interested to know that on my calculations, over the 4-year term of this council, the councillors opposite will do, in total, 212 drop-in surgeries, where residents can come and exercise their basic democratic right and come and speak to their elected representatives. 212. Guess how many this side's doing? 1,572 over a 4-year period. Now, before any bright spark tells me that we've got more councillors on this side than that side, which I know because I was the agent who helped deliver that result. And legally, might I add. Let's break down to some proportions. So, per councillor, Madam Mayor, on that side of the chamber, you'll get 19.3 surgeries out of them. On this side, 44.9. Let's look at the cost. If you take the basic councillor allowance, £8,940, and you take the surgeries and you divide that up, guess how much each Conservative surgery costs, Madam Mayor? £1,855. On this side, £796. So I think it's important for everyone to know. My friend, happy to take it from the other 10 councillors on that side, but after that speech, not from you, if you don't mind me saying. So there you go, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Carmel.
Thank you, Mayor. I will be very brief, but I'm sure that various councillors in this chamber know there's more to being a councillor than actually holding a surgery, but it may come as a surprise to one or two other people. We have also stated our noting of the persistent personal attacks, a practice that I think on only very, very rare occasion have we ever stooped so low to do, and we note the performance this evening has not changed since we brought this up. We had previously stated our opposition to the large increases in special responsibility allowances granted solely, and that's solely, to administration councillors, spread out amongst almost the entire administration group. The increase in the size of the cabinet when the Labour Party in opposition criticised us for having too large a cabinet when it was significantly smaller than yours. Do not, please, do not insult the intelligence of our public and try to hoodwink them by your fig leaf of your claims of cuts in councillors' allowances. The bottom line is that total special responsibility allowances paid to administration councillors has increased. Total amount paid to opposition councillors has gone down. Deny that if you can. The figures speak for themselves. You publish them in your own budget.
Thank you. Councillor Cohen.
Well, only just to correct some seem to be mathematical errors. So firstly, just for the record, As the leader of the council, I am on 10% less than my two predecessors, because much to the chagrin of my family, I took a 10% salary cut. All of the cabinet are on 10% less than all their predecessors. All the pactures, and I stress, this is not just about their salaries, it's also about the work they do. So some people on those benches don't sit on any packs. I'm not looking at anyone in particular. But the pactures are on 10% less than their predecessors. So it's factually incorrect. There is an increase in the cabinet. I'm happy to argue for that, because there is an increase in the workload, and this cabinet is delivering the things in this budget, but it's also delivering the things that you see on every other front in the borough. But I want to make a factual point. Everybody in this administration took a 10% salary cut. I don't know many organisations where people do that. Some people say we were crazy to do it, but we've done it and we've never put our salaries up. And I just remember the contrast when I was Leader of the Opposition and there was a 14% increase that the Conservatives voted through for their salaries. And then when we raised it, the period between well, let me rephrase that. You're quite right. You didn't vote it through. The Conservatives put in their budget, okay, and talked about, and then I think it was at the time Councillor Cartwright spotted it, when we publicised it and told the public, Tory tax salary rise bombshell or something, 14%. It was 18%. They then quickly took it out by the time the budget arrived. In fact, no, they did vote it through in April. I'm getting very confused. They voted it through at the budget meeting and they removed it at the AGM. That's exactly what happened. And they tried to explain that despite it going through five stages of internal Conservative Party processes and public processes, they'd never actually noticed the 18% salary rise they were getting. So I would just say, you know, no one really wants to make too much of a point over that, but I do think it is a point of record that we are 10% better value in the better value Labour administration.
Thank you. Oh, Councillor Brown.
Madam Mayor, I'm going to be very brief. I just wanted to correct Councillor Culhane on his arithmetic. You know, each of my wards, they each do two surgeries a month with a councillor from each of those wards at each of those surgeries. Town ward, we do three surgeries a month. We're also available for weekly surgeries, as your group is, which are to be arranged by appointment. And I also feel a little bit hurt, Larry, of this personal attack against me when I saved your life. You know, I don't know if many of the Labour group know this, but Larry was carelessly, and no regard for his personal health and safety, overloaded with literature by members of the Labour Party, by the Labour Party office. And he was cycling along Greyhound Road on his bike with two big bags of leaflets on both handlebars. I was driving the opposite direction, and literally split seconds before he passed my car, he had some kind of, it must have hit a pothole or some kind of wobble, and he flipped off his bike straight into the front of my car. If it wasn't for my lightning reflexes, you know, I would have very sadly have squashed him. Now, Larry, if this happens again in the future, I will do the same, because I'm a nice guy.
Thank you. Any further speakers? I now move to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? Those not voting? Thank you. I hereby announce the outcome. 34 and 11 against. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 6.6. Decision to join a government and London Council-sponsored company to centralise the procurement of temporary accommodation leased from private landlords. I call upon the Cabinet Member for Housing, Councillor Lisa Holman, to formally move the report and recommendations.
Formally move.
Is the report and recommendations agreed?
Agreed.
The I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 6.7, Council Calendar 2019-2020. I call upon the Leader, Councillor Stephen Cowan, to formally move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Thank you. Is the report and recommendations agreed?
Agreed.
I declare the report and recommendations carried. That concludes the business for tonight's Council meeting. The special Council meeting will commence in a few minutes.